Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. On the evening of May 19th, Sergeant Jonathan Roberts of the Montrose Police Department found himself in an unexpected situation that required immediate and decisive action. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. On the evening of May 19th, Sergeant Jonathan Roberts of the Montrose Police Department found himself in an unexpected situation that required immediate and decisive action. Sergeant Roberts was on duty when he responded to a call about a juvenile in distress near the Uncompahgree River, off Ogden Road. This area, known for its challenging terrain, made locating the distressed juvenile particularly difficult. However, upon arrival, Sergeant Roberts did not find the juvenile, but instead discovered a man in his 50s in full cardiac arrest. According to Montrose Police Chief Blaine Hall, the initial call might have been a misdirection aimed at getting help for the man in cardiac arrest. Recognizing the severity of the situation, Sergeant Roberts called for additional assistance and quickly transported the man from the bike trail to a more accessible location, where an ambulance from the Montrose Fire Protection District could take over. The ambulance crew initiated resuscitation efforts, working diligently to stabilize the man's condition. As paramedics focused on saving the man's life, Sergeant Roberts took the wheel and drove the ambulance to Montrose Regional Health. Thanks to these swift actions and coordinated efforts, the man was in stable condition upon arrival at the hospital. However, his current condition remains unknown. Chief Hall commended the teamwork and swift response by the Montrose Fire Protection District, Westco Dispatch, Sergeant Roberts, and the patrol team. He acknowledged the challenges faced in reaching such a remote location and highlighted the fortunate timing and location that led to the man's discovery and subsequent rescue. In addition, Chief Hall reminded the public of the legal restrictions and dangers associated with camping by the river within city limits, emphasizing the difficulties emergency responders face in navigating riparian areas during crises. The identity of the individual who made the initial emergency call remains unknown, but Chief Hall stressed the crucial role that call played in directing responders to the right location. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, as the snow begins to melt from the mountains, we're keeping a close eye on how this will impact our rivers and reservoirs. While we may not see the rushing rivers of last summer, there's no cause for immediate concern. The Ridgeway Reservoir is expected to fill this year, peaking in early July. This projection is based on careful monitoring of snowmelt and river flows, despite a smaller snowpack compared to last year. City Engineer Scott Murphy recently addressed the council, noting that while it wasn't a record-breaking year for water resources, it also wasn't the worst. He has been keeping a close watch on the snowtell sites and the rivers, which significantly impact the local water supply. Murphy expects the Ridgeway Reservoir to fill, with perhaps a foot or two of space left to prevent overflow in case of a storm. The controlled flow from the reservoir allows officials to manage this effectively. Even with an average snowpack, they anticipate filling the reservoir, likely peaking around the 4th of July. Over at Blue Mesa, last year's favorable conditions raised the waterline. Although this year's snowpack is smaller, it is expected to bring the water level close to last year's peak, which was not quite full, but reached 91%. According to Murphy, 91% full, we'll take that any day. Murphy is also keeping tabs on Lake Powell and the broader multi-state water situation, indicating that various solutions are being considered at the national level. He emphasized that water remains a precious resource regardless of the current situation. At this time, there are no expected mandatory water restrictions for Montrose residents. From a policy standpoint, Murphy sees no immediate need for such measures. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com. And don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.